This is Twit.
So mine is called Sue, and it is a social and payment network. And I'm going to disclaim
Sue?
This. Yeah, it's called Sue.
S-U-E? Or?
T-S-U. Oh,
okay.
The T is silent.
I thought it was like the legal action.
I believe it's because it's Asian made. And in Japanese, if you pronounce something that's T-S, it would be Sue with the S.
Sue.
Yeah, Sue. Like tsunami.
There it is.
Something like that. So it's a social and payment network, which means that it's a social network, but it also pays you on the back end, too. The more that you share and the more that you, you know, talk to friends and comment and like and do actual interactions. Now, the reason why I like it is not because it's a pyramid scheme, because obviously it is, but because it actually creates really authentic information and it's not as much hashtags and spamming stuff like right. Like me, promote me, share me. Because if you do that kind of stuff, Sue will actually ban you.
Oh.
So they'll take that as spam and be like, you use too many hashtags, we're going to ban you. So you want to create more authentic experience for everybody that follows you and all of the people that you want to get to join, all the people that you follow.
That's pretty cool.
So if you check it out on my phone, basically I just have a home screen and this is going to show you everybody that I follow. So everyone that I follow, I've decided to create this as not just a social network where I share like all the shows that I do, but as a place where I hang out with a group that also does a lot of the same things that I do. For me, I like couponing. So I'm using this social network, Sue. Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I've noticed your Instagram feed.
Yeah, my Instagram feed is terrible. Do you know how many people I've lost as followers?
Well, I just think it's interesting because it's like a hobby or a community that I know nothing about, and
it's
fascinated by that.
Hobby. It's a huge community.
And you've got your whole language and lexicon that I don't get either, and so I like to read it because I just don't get it. So, anyway,
so whenever you use this, you have your home screen, and this is basically like your news feed, but you'll notice that there's not a whole bunch of hashtags in here. There's a lot of images. There's a lot of really informational stuff on here. And since I follow a bunch of couponers, you'll see a whole bunch of breakdowns of deals and how to get free items.
You are hardcoring into couponing.
I am a hardcore, yeah. So what I can do if I really like one of them, I can like with the little heart, I can comment with the little comment button, or I can share on my own feed. When I share it on my feed, it'll tell me at the bottom that it's been shared once it updates, and it'll say share it on your feed. Now, another thing that Sue created is you can't share a whole bunch of stuff in one day, so you also can't spam people as well. You can only share 8 things per day, and you can also go over
that's
to
actually kind of nice. I like,
it is nice.
I like the limit.
I hate being spammed by people. I have a bunch of images and stuff like that. So if I go over to my own home screen, I can see my diary, which is going to be my own news feed. I can see my about section, my pictures, so I have a bunch of couponing pictures, friends, followers, and following. Following are going to be people that show up on my newsfeed. Friends are going to be people that have friended me back. And then followers are going to be everybody that follows me. Now, the reason why it is the payment network is because you have a little bank. Every time you share something, comment, or like, all those interactions end up banking up. If you ignore this part, it ends up being really fun because you're not just interacting to make money. Like, I only have $1.24 in here because I really don't care about this part. I just care about finding the best deals for my couponing. So that's how I'm using it. If you do care about the banking part, you want to create this thing called a family tree. Everybody that ends up being one of your children... A child. They will show up in this little feed called your children. Anytime they share something or their children share something, so your grandchildren, all those shares will end up being pennies in your bank. So it ends up banking up over time, and you can actually cash checks once you hit $100. And I know some people that have actually cashed checks from Sue for over $100.
Wow.
Which is weird, but it's actually happened. It takes a long time to get there, but they have.
Yeah, so how long would it take to reach that? Because you're limited per day.
Yeah, you are limited per day.
If
you reach the max of friends and followers, which you can have, which is like 6,000, you could probably hit that within a month.
Yeah.
But I only have like 100 followers and like 60 friends on here. So I keep it pretty limited at the moment because I want it to be a very interactive environment for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it would probably take me like a year to reach that.
So you're not quitting your day job to be a sewer?
No, absolutely not. I believe the reason why they are able to cash out that money is because they're collecting your information on here.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I've just lied about my birth date. I lied about, you know, my location and stuff like that. I just put in a bunch of, you know, random junk.
Right.
But other than that, I really, really like it. I've become very interested in it, and I've been using it daily just to interact with other people. And I've made some friends on it, too. So it's really fun. And you can only join this if you join under somebody, too.
Oh, so it's so like a referral. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much a pyramid scheme. But if you ignore that part, it ends up being very fun social network.
I like the idea. I like the idea of a limited, not limited, but a monitored social network. You know what I mean? Where,
yeah.
Like you said,
Path was one of those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't post ads on here, too. Yeah. And I like that, too, because I hate seeing promoted tweets or, like, promotions on my news feed. It just really drives me crazy. Yeah. So I'll put stuff on here, like my little hauls. Aren't they cute? Like, look, all free. Boom. And people can like it.
Bragger.
Little likes will show up here. If they comment, they'll show up down here, and I can like their comments. So, yeah, it's very simple, very easy. You can use it on iOS and on your PC as well.
That's a lot of Glade. Is that all the Glade you have, or is this just from this one haul?
No, that's not all the Glade.
So what are you going to do with all that Glade?
Well, a lot of my stuff I've given away to homeless shelter in Oakland.
I feel bad for making fun
and
about it.
I give a lot of it to my friends, and I just sent my sister a care package because she moved into a new apartment.
I was all ready to make fun of the couponing, and then she goes and is a better person than me, and now I feel bad. Because I was going to be like, how much Glade do you
need?
I literally
have a bag. I should take a picture of it. I have a bag in my trunk of just stuff that I'll give away to homeless people if I pass them on the road.
That's awesome. Actually, speaking of that.
I'm such a horrible person.
Marginally related to that, but we did the same thing. When we went to Disneyland, my wife was like, I read something that says every night that you're in a hotel, take the shampoo, the soap, the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, smart,
And then put it in a little bag in your car, and then when you're driving along,
I just have a little sample bag.
There you go.
Yeah. Samples, and I have some.
I thought you were going to brought a homeless person to Disneyland. I was like, wow, you really are a better person than I am.
I
didn't do that. But maybe someday.
Yeah. All right.
There we go. All right. So that is Tsu. T-S-U.
Yep.
Search for Tsu Social and Payment Network in the Play Store, and that's free. Cool.